Alright, peace, y'all. What's poppin'? What's poppin', man? Yeah, you know I'm saying? We here with another live for y'all, man. Another live today on this wonderful Tuesday. Yeah, you know I'm saying? Today's your boy's birthday, so salute to everybody that showed your boy birthday love yesterday. Salute to Patricia O. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Patricia O. I appreciate you. Also, my guy, Isaiah Johnson, he said, for happy birthday, bro. Hope you enjoy it. God bless. Thank you, Isaiah Johnson, man. I appreciate you, dog. And my man, Joe Harris. Salute to Joe, man. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate you, big dog. Thank you for the support, man. And my man, BP in the building, he said, for BP, happy birthday, Jay. Salute. Thank you, BP. I appreciate you. And Miss Lyricist. Thank you, Miss Lyricist. I appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon. Who is Joe Rogan? You know what I'm saying? Who is Joe Rogan? Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon, man. We got this video up there. You know what I'm saying? And also, we got the Force of New Age Agenda 21 Control through Technology, man. If y'all want to join the Patreon, the link is in the description below. You heard? And yeah, man. Salute. What's popping to everybody, man? Dawn Prototype, Traquan Smith, Star Stone, Armando, 888 Jar. What's going on? Elizabeth Marie. Thank you. I appreciate it. Dangling UFO. Oh, Dangling, today your birthday too. Salute to all the Geminis out there, man. Y'all know I don't really follow horoscopes and stuff like that, but salute to all the Geminis out there, man. Tata, what's going on? AM1R215, Cuban Kane, what's popping? All Around Show, Natasha White, thank you. Quiet Storm, thank you, man. Sosa Baby, what's popping? Elijah Pippin, what's popping? Tell me what's up. EOS, what's going on? Tazzy Taz, Andrew Pollock, Recavelli. Alright, Tay the Artist, what's going on? Alright, so I got some stuff to talk about today. I got some videos to show y'all today. So I usually do the, I don't know, kind of like the entertainment stuff, but this kind of getting boring with celebrities. Like, they news is kind of getting washed up. So we're going to dive a little bit deeper today. Alright, now, three things in particular. We're going to be breaking down basically somewhat of gematria in the English language. All right, now I remember a few years ago I did a video and I explained how words can be used as spells, right? You got to be careful as far as with certain songs of people making. These things can trigger your thoughts. Salute. Thank you Don Prototype. Thank you, man. I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much, bro. I appreciate you, Don Prototype, man. But words could be used as a spell, right? And some people don't realize the English language carries these type of energies, right? And we're going to talk about that today too. Also, now I seen this video recently, right? And they have a lot of celebrities out there that look and resemble like old people from back in the day. Now, I found this to be kind of crazy and strange, and I think there's some similarity. Either these people are immortal and they're drinking blood, or something is going on. They time travelers or something. Also, in other news, what about that guy, Anthony Fauci? Yeah. Yeah, he said he lied. He told people to stay 6 feet away and wear masks, and come to find out, he lied. Okay, it was all a shim sham, a flim flam. All right, it wasn't real. All right, now they backtracking with all of that Jabbington stuff. They backtracking. They like, we probably shouldn't have told him to get this thing. Yeah, you probably shouldn't have. But also, a woman that claims to be Tupac's daughter has came out and exposed the industry and sports and entertainment, and basically broke down how MK Ultra actually takes place. Now, I want y'all opinions. Do y'all believe her or not? I truly believe her because for some strange reason, her answers add up. I'm just going to be honest with you. So we're going to show some things today. I'm going to read y'all comments and all of that. Yeah, Don Smith said doppelganger. Yeah, I think a lot of people say that, but there's some resemblance with a lot of this stuff, and I'm going to talk about it. We're going to play the video. Salute to Kyoko in the building. Yeah, they said, "Fall, she been crooked." Yeah, he didn't double back now. Talking about, he lied. You know what I'm saying? Made people go out there, get that thing, and come to find out he lied. Yeah. Thank you, Kylan. Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you. People would rather listen to the liars than the ones who love and care about them. C-No said, yeah, man. Unfortunately, we live in a fake world. So it's much easier to be lied to than told the truth. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. If you tell a person the truth, right? They may not really like the person you are. You know, sometimes in order to get to the top, you gotta lie. That's what people do here. Man. You know what I mean? Thank you, Niecy Brown. What's popping? Trunks, what's going on? Let's get to these videos, though, y'all. Salute to everybody in the check-in. Everybody that hits the like button, I appreciate y'all. People that don't hit the like button, I also appreciate y'all. But let's get to this video. We're gonna start with this doppelganger thing. And I wanna know what y'all think on this, man.
The good old Nikki. Here I am going to show you the biggest deception that has been fooling people for years.
Tragic story of Princess Nikki Minajida. She was a Cambodian Thai princess born in the 1920s who married King Tom Holland Bickorn.
What's really going on? Have you seen that movie called Godsend? I'm starting to believe they've been telling us their agenda for the longest. But we always brush it off.
You might think that this is just a younger version of Taylor Swift, and that's just it. But despite their uncanny resemblance, this girl's name is actually Becky. There is a theory that Taylor Swift is the successful queen of a clone program, which sampled their DNA from this lady, Xena Shrek, the former high priestess of the Church of Satan. See the resemblance? Shrek was a pop star and the high priestess of the Church of Satan till 1990, and coincidentally, Taylor Swift was born in 1989. Both Taylor and Xena used serpents as their symbols and have similar successful careers crossing over from country to pop music, leading many to believe that Taylor Swift was created to take over where Xena left off. That's why I think.
Now, I'm just going to be honest with you. I truly believe that somebody looks like somebody out here. Everybody has some sort of resemblance. But the fact that they said that that lady's name was in the same correlation as Nicki Minaj is kind of crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was kind of, I don't know, that was kind of strange. Salute Malia 420. She said, "My born day was yesterday." Oh, what's poppin'? You a Gemini too? I didn't know that. They gonna be mad about this one. Yeah, they probably are. Thank you, Lyricist, for the birthday salute. Thank you. Happy belated, they said. Yeah, yeah, what's poppin'? To Isaiah, what's poppin'? So, now, yeah, yeah, J Monster B said they only want to hear drama. Now, let's talk about some things, right? Let's talk about this. I'm gonna be real with y'all. So, when it comes to seeing these celebrities, you know what I'm saying? In my opinion, that look or resemble from people in the past, right? Some people may say, okay, this is a form of cloning. Right? Or some people may say they're not shapeshifters, but more or less of time travelers. And some people may go deeper, right? And say, hey, you know, these people are drinking some type of serum to keep them alive for this long. All right? But they're just changing their name. Now, I believe all three. There's no possibility that this person can have the same name or the same moniker as Nicki Minaj. You know what I'm saying? It's no possible way. Salute, Malia 420. Thank you. Happy belated Bond Day. Thank you. Thank you. It's no possible way. To me, it just don't make sense. That's just all I'm saying. Like, it just don't make no sense. These people resemble each other, and it's too identical. There's a picture out there, I ain't gonna front, there's a picture out there of Jay-Z, right? And he was in the, I think he was in the Lodge or something. And they had him back in the day. It was an old picture. You know what I'm saying? Some people say that was Photoshop. I don't know. But it's kind of crazy. Bernadette Minaj, Vigilante said. Bernadette Minaj. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. I actually believe anything if you tell me, because I'm not surprised. It's wild what humans do. Let me tell you something. There is a group of individuals or group of people, and I'm going to be doing a video on Vatican City. Salute to the people in the Patreon. They told me to do a video on the Vatican City. And a lot of these people have technology that we're not familiar with. You get what I'm saying? There have been stories of people actually using certain forums to have themselves immortalized, okay, and to never basically die. All right, when we take a look at movies like The Nutty Professor, right, where this guy drinks this serum and he becomes, you know, some type of new person, you know what I mean, rejuvenated person. These things really do exist. They don't just put this stuff in Hollywood if it didn't exist. You get what I'm saying? So I don't put it past these people in high places to actually have this technology, and just so happens, you know, Nicki Minaj is now famous and everybody knows her. You know, she's the queen of rap or whatever you want to call it. These things are specifically done on purpose. You get what I'm saying? Specifically done on purpose. And, you know, people pick and choose. It comes from bloodlines. Let's be honest here. Like I said a few lives ago, a lot of people may have a lineage or a bloodline connected to a specific family, all right, where these things have to take place, all right? It's just like this, like, you take the Rothschilds, for example, right? Those people will never let someone with a different last name in, all right? If they do, you have to be tied into that family, like, literally. So I really believe that a lot of this stuff that takes place with this type of technology, these people know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad we're finally talking about this. Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. People, I'm not saying that these people are shapeshifters, but it's too coincidental, man. You know what I'm saying? It's too coincidental. And that lady looks exactly like her. All right, exactly like her. How can you deny that? You get what I'm saying? How? Now, let's talk about something else. A lady by the name of Ali Carter, who had recently claimed to be Tupac's daughter, came out and basically exposed the sports industry. Now, people have been asking me to do videos on sports and all of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I did, but I wanna go deeper into it than just, you know, the surface of it. So it may take me some time. But this lady by the name of Ali Carter basically exposed this. Now, I believe her, honestly, because there's no way that, you know, like I said, a lot of people, you never know what they've been involved in or what they've experienced. You know what I'm saying? What type of information they have. I truly do believe this lady. You get what I'm saying? I truly do. And I'm going to play the clip without talking too much, but I just want y'all to check this out. She breaks it down a little bit, man. Salute to everybody in the chat, man. Thank you, BJ Jones. What's popping? Jay, it's all love. Bless you, man. Thank you. Appreciate you, Nisi.
Like Carter exposes creatures, hybrids, cloned athletes, and mind control.
Hair shaved, teeth pulled out, DNA taken, things like that. So let's say they break their hand quickly. There's something that can be used with machines. So med beds. We all know about med beds, right? So there's a definition of med beds going on backwards right now. If somebody hurts themselves, they can get well like that in sports because it's a DNA thing. They take their DNA, they use that for cloning facilities, they re-bring them back, and they're back to playing. even though they may be a shitty player, they need their face. So let's say some of them don't even have, some of them have one leg. Some of them, you'll see them dribbling together. It'll look like somebody carried the basketball over to the hoop. Like, you know, those three-pointers that don't even look like three-pointers? And you're like, how the hell did... And then all the men are like, yeah! Like, but in reality, it's a green screen. Somebody takes that ball and moves it to the hoop and then checks the TV, and what's the ratings? Did we go up? Cool. Let's do that again. There's somebody who remotes your commercials as you watch them. You know those commercials that pop up on the regular TV, those three commercials? There's somebody who sits in the background and actually makes those commercials pop up on your TV screen. That's their job. I don't know what that's called, but that's their job. Your whole world is a stage. How I know that is because I've been up there with them. I had to sleep with one of the players. I didn't even sleep with one of them. I was assaulted by one of the players that had a prosthetic cheek. And when he took it off, like the little, I don't even know what was going on inside of his mouth. I could smell it. It was gross. Again, the research is endless. And I'm not... Why? Who would want to sit here and make this shit? How can you make this shit?
Now, that video was a little longer, but I chopped it up because they used the TikTok music. Now, I believe that this world is a stage. And I truly believe that all the things we see on television is programming us. See, commercials are there for a reason. I'm going to break down the infrastructure of entertainment. I'm going to do a video on this, but I'm going to break down the infrastructure of entertainment for y'all. And then you'll have a clear understanding of how all of this stuff works, even chasing the dream of being successful and rapping and all that stuff. It's a false reality. Now, you take your average Joe that has 15% of talent, okay, but the 85% of it is looks. This person will be picked up by a person, okay, by an individual who has a higher stature or may have connections, right? If you want to call it secret societies, fraternities, sororities, whatever, right? But they go out and they recruit these people that have 15% of talent and 85%, okay, of looks. Now, this is the reason why you see a lot of talented people, they don't make it far because they don't have the look, right? You always hear that in the industry. Doesn't have the look, right? Now, major corporations like Pepsi, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Wendy's, Dunkin' Donuts, Subways, all of these major corporations, right, are owned by banking systems. These people are funding, the banking systems fund these corporations. They fuel the money through these corporations to get their advertisements out. It's all based on advertisements, everything. Everything is based on advertisements, right? When that individual goes and signs a record deal or a contract to be in a movie, whatever the case may be, that person is now an employee, okay? Now an employee for the entertainment industry. They are now a brand, okay? Once you sign on that dotted line, okay, your stage name, your likeness, right? This is why I said years ago, Kendrick Lamar screwed himself because the industry owns his government name. Kanye West screwed himself because the industry owns his government name. When you see these rappers come in the industry using their government name, okay, they screw themselves. All right, because now you've given your literally your soul, okay, to this corporation. Now, when it comes to businesses, right, the way that everything is structured, your whole identity is like a billboard now. So when the lady said that, you know, these commercials, there's people in the background pressing buttons to show you whatever at that certain time, that makes sense because, believe it or not, y'all, believe it or not, if I'm in New York, right, and you're located in California, we don't see the same commercials. That's the crazy part. We don't see the same commercials. So it's all programmed for your specific location. Sometimes you may be on social media and an ad will pop up, right? That will be dedicated to your specific area. When you realize that the media and the way that all of this stuff is structured, it's all derived off of a banking system. These people are funding their money, their generated money, through these corporations like Hollywood, the music industry, modeling agencies, sports, food corporations, the FDA, all of these things. They do this purposely to generate their wealth. Believe it or not, it's actually money laundering. And the money keeps cycling. Salute. Thank you, Sharon. Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you. I know awareness. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. So when you take a look at how this world is ran, I'm not surprised about any of it, man. I'm really not. Like, you know, I take a look at how most people, they want to be famous, you know, and a lot of people out here, they crave for attention. You know, that's what it all is. Like, you know, when you take a look at a celebrity, for the most part, they're empty inside. This is why it's no problem for them to sell their soul, because they're empty inside. You know, a lot of these people weren't popular in school, you know, or they had a rough upbringing and they want to prove their parents or loved ones wrong. You know, for the most part, you know, you got to understand these people are very shallow. So they're okay with walking around being a human billboard. They're okay with that. You know, time and time again, we see the same individuals lose themselves. You know what I'm saying? All the time. And I got to tell y'all the truth, man. Like, when I wanted to rap, it was more or less of, it was like a little bit of both. Like, I wanted to be famous, right? But when I realized what came with fame, it wasn't worth it. When I got older and I realized, like, yo, you got to deal with a lot. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't worth it. Yeah, the money is cool, but then you got to look on the other side of things. You ain't going to spend time with your family. You won't have no real friends. Everybody around you be a yes man. You're going to have people that hate you, like. You're going to have people after you. So a celebrity in entertainment is all in the same, it's in the same boat. They're there to do their job. That's why I can't get mad at a rapper. I can never sit up here and shame a rapper. I can't never sit up here and kick a rapper's back in. They're doing their job. You know, but celebrities are losing their star power because people are now waking up and understanding that these corporations that run this media platforms and television, you know, more people are now on YouTube and social media rather than watching TV. Some people actually turn the TV on while they're on their phone. You know what I'm saying? They don't even watch TV anymore. So you got these corporations that are making money, right? Strictly making money off of the fact of individuals just being billboards. You know what I'm saying? It's all a scam. It's all a ploy to make you believe that it's something there when it's actually not. You know, if you're chasing a dream, go for it. Go for it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you want to do, go for it. But like I always tell y'all, know what you won't do. Salute to everybody in the chat, man. He said, Echo Cure said, Jay, I'm feeling marvelous. Happy birthday, boys. Thank you, man. Jessa says, I wanted to be a singer, but I don't want the fame. I don't even like being bothered now. Let me tell you something, Jessa. Thank you, Miss Independent. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for the birthday blessing. Thank y'all, man. Everybody that sends blessings today, man, on my birthday, I appreciate y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Even on my birthday, I gotta work. You know what I'm saying? But if you wanna sing, like, this is the thing about, you know, that business, is like, there's always a plan B. Like, you could always write music, you could produce music, you don't have to be in the limelight. But what I'm saying about a lot of these celebrities that choose to be famous, right? They want to be notarized. They want to be noticed by the general public. These people are walking billboards, and they're empty inside. Sometimes they don't even matter if they don't have no money. They just rather be lit. You know what I'm saying? And that way of thinking is what these people, they thrive off of that. So I believe the lady, man. I believe her. Now, I want to talk about this. We're going to talk about the secret language. Now, for those out there that don't know, if you're in another country right now and you're watching this, right, and your English is bad, I want y'all to know you are blessed, okay, because America's language is pretty much spell working. All right, now, I'm going to show y'all this video. This is very deep, and it all ties into gematria and all of this stuff, man, you know what I'm saying, but it gets deep, man, like, things that we say out of our mouth, you know what I'm saying? We don't even really realize the effect that it does on us on a daily basis. You know, I'm going to give y'all some personal stories with me. I'm going to be vulnerable right now. You know, my mom's, my OG used to owe, you know, when I would be like going through stuff, she would be like, oh, poor Jay, right? And I had to tell her, like, stop saying poor Jay. Because whether you know it or not, you know, poor baby, our baby, poor baby. When you saying certain things like that, that actually is putting bad energy on you. All right. And this is what I'm saying. Like, we've all been trained to think this way. But it gets deep, y'all. It gets deep. Salute to Jetson, man. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, that's my guy. Thank you, man. Jay Stacks, what's popping, man? Thank you. I appreciate you, dog. Yeah, but I'm going to show y'all this clip real quick, man. This is kind of deep, though, man. Salute to everybody in the chat. I appreciate all of y'all, man. I love everybody in here, man. For real, for real. Y'all mean a lot to me, man. I do it for y'all. Word. But even the replay gang. But let me show y'all this video, man, real quick. This is kind of deep.
They flipped alphanumerically. I just told you that everything in creation is math. The labia ratum, the lips, are the creative instruments. So now, if you're going to take the creative language and the creative instruments and you start to speak English, here's what happens. And by the way, these revelations came out in 1998. With Healy Coast of the Biological Apocalypse, if you're just beginning in this kind of like initiation into reality. And to the truth that shall set you free, you might want to start with Healing Coast of the Biological Apocalypse and then graduate to where we now are, love the real Da Vinci Code. So Dr. Paleo, back in 1996, decided, had a couple visions. He saw numbers and letters on his windshield, and he learned that there's an alphanumeric for every letter, just like in gematria. For every letter, there's a number, an alphanumeric relationship. And that he took the words, the English language, like you see here, A to Z, 1 to 26. So it's 1 through 9, 1 through 9, 1 through 8. You see that? Now, you take the words faith, trust, and God. Oh, isn't that interesting? They're all 8s, the infinity sign. Well, so then what you do is you take the number 8. And in the Bible, the Creator never adds, never subtracts, always multiplies. This acceleration of your divine inspiration and your spiritual evolution is exponentially accelerating because it's multiplying. And so you take the numbers 8 and do the multiples of 8. 1 times 8 equals 8. 2 times 8 equals 16. Well, 1 plus 6 is 7. 3 times 8 equals 24. Plus 2 plus 4 is 6. 4 times 8 equals 32. Well, 3 plus 2 is 5. You see the countdown pattern, don't you? 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 6, 5, 3, 2, 1. See it? Which is the what? English alphabet backwards. So the sacred languages of Hebrew, ancient Aramaic, Babylonian, and Sanskrit were sacred. They were considered sacred languages. Why? Because when you spoke them, the resonant energy had an immediate divine intercommunication, communion, and a divine interpersonal connection. You had this heartfelt, loving understanding. So now you take, interesting thing, you take the English alphabet backwards, add it to the English alphabet forwards. 8 plus 1 is 9, 7 plus 2 is 9, 6 plus 3 is 9, 5 plus 4 is 9. It's always 9. What does that tell you? It means that there's a perfection in the English language.
Children, as designated by our language, aren't even ours. Parents are a pair who rents. Our governments, especially our courts, don't treat a parent's right to control and direct the upbringing of their child as a fundamental liberty. We're forced from a young age through many types of indoctrination, and our parents are helping in this process. Look at the word childhood. A hood is... We drink booze or booze. Booze are synonymous with spirits who scare you, but what can you expect when you're drinking spirits? Alcohol has always been a medium for entities to flow through, and the effects in part...
They flipped alphanumerically. I just told you.
Yeah, man. Seemed like we was doomed from the start, man. Thank you, Les Charles. Appreciate you, dog. I appreciate you, Les Charles. Thank you, man. I appreciate everybody, man, that showed love to me on my birthday, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Even the ones that couldn't do so at the moment, I appreciate y'all too, man. Yeah, man. So that video was very deep, man. And, you know, it's like the things that we speak into existence, we don't even realize what we're saying, you know, and the world that's revolving around us, you know, it's like time and time again, we're constantly trapped and doomed. Yeah, Tony Montana said, that's crazy, yo. Yeah, King Rico said, exactly why I don't drink. Yeah, Smith and Wesson said, evil world. Yeah, man, it's crazy, bro. You know, Star Stone said, y'all just now learning this. Listen, bro. Even though some people are just now learning this, man, believe it or not, you know, we're never too old to learn, bro. You know what I'm saying? Until we are no longer on this earth, you're never too old to learn. You know what I'm saying? Never too old to learn. So for those that didn't know, you know what I'm saying, and those that just learned, you know what I'm saying, I'm right along with you, because I realize, like, certain things we do participate in every day, not really knowing it, is a problem. Just like I showed y'all that clock joint. Y'all remember the clock joint with the time and all of that? Or maybe y'all was on, if you wasn't on the second channel, then you never saw this. But let me show y'all this real quick.
So this is a clock. You go around starting from the 6 and the 12 and take away the lower number from the higher number. So 6 take away 12 equals 6. 1 minus 7 is 6. 2 minus 8 is 6. 3 minus 9, 6. 4 minus 10, 6. And 5 minus 11, 6. That's 6 sixes. And 6 sixes is 36. In Masonic numerology, 36 is 666 because it means 3 sixes. Here's the units of time. 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in a day. From what I've uploaded, you should know how Masonic numerology works now. 60 seconds in a minute, 6 plus 0 equals 6. 60 minutes in an hour, 6 plus 0 equals 6. And 24 hours in a day, 2 plus 4 equals 6. That's 666.
So we program even with our time. Even with our time, it's all programmed. This is why I don't put nothing past these people in power, because they've got us trapped in this loophole. We're in a rat race. So if I see Nicki Minaj has a doppelganger from way back in the day, and then they're telling me, hey, you know what? There's some type of serum out there that keeps these people immortalized. I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it at all. I'm never gonna sit here and deny the facts of what possibly can go on in this world. See, the thing is that we've been lied to since the beginning of time. We grow up, we become parents, and we think that we own our children, but guess what? We don't. We don't even own ourselves. We're automatically given a number. Everyone on this earth has a number, a specific number when you're born. And that number will follow you. So this is how they identify each and every individual. We all have barcodes on us. So the mark of the beast and the chip in your hand and your forehead, it's not that far away, because your social security is your barcode. It's all a barcode. Everything, you're being followed. You're being followed. You know what I'm saying? You're being followed. feels like I've been here for 1,000 years, like since the medieval times. Drake, yeah. And Drake is another word for dragon. You see how that is? But people be like, Drake, Drake, Drake. But you're calling on a serpent. You're calling on a serpent. The Draco is a dragon. I broke this down already. That's you're calling upon a serpent. This is what I'm saying. Everything that we've been taught or think that we know has all been, it's been spent. It's been spent on us. You know, like, I would never tell people, hey, you know what, you got vices, leave that stuff alone. I tell y'all, listen, man, I don't know what we gonna eat because everything is messed up. The food messed up, the water messed up. Oh, matter of fact, let me show y'all this about water since we on that topic.
So this is a clock. You go around starting from the...
I gotta show y'all this about this water, man. This is crazy, too. And if YouTube ban me for this, whatever, so be it, bro. I don't even care at this point. Let me show y'all this, though. This is kind of wild. Let's get to this real quick. I don't know, man. There's something weird going on with these bottled waters. They saying now that even alkaline water is messed up. Like, bro, what do we do? What do we do? Can't drink tap water. Can't boil the tap water. What you gonna do? You boil the tap water, now it's lead in the water anyway because you're using a pot to boil it. Like, what are you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? Starstone said, peep this, Jay. The clock used the other half, used the half 16 hours. They created the other 8 just so we can go to work. Yo, 24 hours in a day, 8 hours of work. How many hours do you have left to chill? None. They going off on the Dasani water. Yeah, I mean, honestly, man, listen. Let me just say this, y'all. And I don't want to fearmonger people, but I'm here to give people information. You know what I'm saying? I will do this until YouTube said, get your behind off of here. You understand what I'm saying? And then I'll be over on Patreon doing it. But when I see stuff like this, right? You got people out there that may have relatives that they want to share this information with. So we can't act like, yo, this ain't nothing new. I knew this already. People out there just now finding this stuff out. The water is tampered with. All right. I said this before years ago. In certain states, depending on what state you are in, you are not allowed to catch rainwater. Why is that? Why? Why can't I catch rainwater? The purest form of water. It comes from clouds. Right? Why can't I catch that? See, they're playing a game that, you know, a lot of people are not aware of. You got to be 10 steps ahead at all times. Never fall for the games that they play. because it's always a game. It's called the game of life for a reason. It's always a game, bro. Every last person that you see on this internet, right, is all up here playing the game, including myself. Some are more strategic than others. But at the end of the day, there's always a game being played. Your boss is playing the game. White America is playing the game. Some people cheat to get to the top. But it's all Monopoly. It's all the same game. Don't make a difference. It don't make a difference. Yeah, Naomi said snow too. Yeah. I don't understand the whole point of, you know, messing with tampering with water. Now, I want to show y'all this. Maybe I can show y'all this real quick too. Cause I'm gonna keep letting y'all know. As long as I'm up here, I'm gonna keep letting y'all know. As long as I'm up here, I'm gonna keep letting y'all know. That's all I wanna say. Mm-hmm. Now, I won't say what this is, but if you can read, you know that they are playing with the livestock. All right? Why are they playing with the livestock, Jay? Why? Why? Why would they want to play with the livestock? Because they want us eating crickets and bugs and all of this crap. You get what I'm saying? They want us eating this nonsense. When I seen Mayor Adams said they are going to watch the meat consumption of how much people in New York City eat meat, I said, it's time for me to get the heck up out of here, bro. You're not going to put me... Y'all taking away gas-powered stoves. Y'all doing too much now, son. And we have a little bit of time. 2030 is right there. I want to show y'all so much, but I don't want to risk the channel. Oh, I don't want to risk the channel, man. I don't want to risk the channel, man. I'm not going to say the word because apparently when I do, they stop the views. They just like, hey, listen, bro. Listen, bro. Eat the bugs and own nothing and you will like it. That's a fact. That's a fact. Yeah, Sucker Free said they also doing it with corn, bro. Once I found out that corn, cows, dogs, all of this stuff is man-made. Like they literally took something from something and put it together and made something else. I was like, what the, where am I living at? This is hell. This is not, this can't be no way else but hell, son. This is hell, son. Yo, this is crazy. This is hell. You mean to tell me you're gonna starve me out? And then if I want to eat, you're going to give me Play-Doh? And I gotta be okay with that? I have an option. Play-Doh or bugs. Pick one. But you're going to take the innocent chickens up out of here for what? Black people love chicken. Why would you do this? Why would you do this? What's the point of this? Man, yes, yeah, Kion said even the bugs are man-made, bro. Listen, let me tell you something. There's nothing new under the sun, man. Nothing new. Nothing new. And apparently, these reptilian people, they believe that the sun is getting closer. Okay? So, in order for that to stop, we have to prevent carbon. Okay, the only way to block the sun is carbon. So we're going to make a fake sun and spray chemicals in the air and stop the chickens and cows from reproducing so we can get these people on eating bugs. And bro, what in the world? I'm not understanding this, man. I'm not understanding this. Salute, Precious. Thank you. I appreciate you. Yeah, man, I know, Tawana, I know it sounds disgusting, but at the end of the day, this is what these people are doing, man. It's what these people are doing. You gotta realize there's no reason. I've been telling y'all, like, y'all, they trying to get rid of the cows and the chickens, bro. What? Why, bro? What are we supposed to eat? Then y'all toxin, y'all throwing toxins in the damn lakes. Now the fish is all jacked up. We can't even go fishing. Can't grow no crops because the water messed up. What are you doing? What are you doing, bro? What are we gonna be doing? Biting our nails for dinner? I'm not understanding this. You look in, you go through the supermarket, everything is bioengineered. All the food is messed up. There's chemicals in everything. At this point, what do we do? Okay, what do we do? You can't even sit up here and light up a spliff because that's sprayed on. That didn't came from them evil reptilians and all of that stuff. You can't even light the bud up. The bud messed up. The bud didn't came from the government. You know what I'm saying? You sitting there thinking you getting fired up. That joint whole time, that joint's putting all kind of crap in your body. Then you gonna roll it up in a leaf that's sprayed with chemicals. You just damaging yourself, bruh. You worse off. See, the thing is why I believe a lot of people back in the day when the Bible, in the Bible days, right? These people lived a long time because they didn't have these evil villains out here doing all of this nonsense. And yes, it doesn't affect you right now because they put a little bit in it. I showed a video, I can't play it on this channel, but I showed a video on my second channel how a lot of these corporations was putting wood in their food, son. Yeah, you don't notice it because you just eating a little bit of it. Yeah, I'm just eating a little bit. Just a little bit right here, there. You know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna hurt. But time and time, you realize, dang, I got arthritis. Why I got cancer? Why my back hurting? Why I can't get up and do all of this? I got diabetes. It's messing you up. It's messing you up, man. Just because you put a little salt or sugar on it don't mean it's okay for you. That's all I'm saying, man. Let me see what y'all talking about in the chat, man. It's, Chia's kid said, that's why you gotta stay prayed up. Pray over your food, meds, vitamins, and drinks. Bro, I don't understand this, man. Yeah, Big B said, sawdust in box foods. Yeah. DBX said, I lost my brother. Yo, listen, man. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about that, man. You go out there and think you getting something from your man down the block, and whole time, it got that on it. And y'all know what I'm talking about. That stuff that make you lean back. You smoke that, and it's over. Just because you wanted a deal. And guess what? Nobody's going to be held responsible for it because you chose to do it. All they will do is put out an awareness. Yeah, people have passed out and they don't know what happened because you want to get by. Yeah, man, we got to be careful. Malia 420 was probably said, chickens are not natural. They're a hybrid of other bird creatures. This is true. This is true. But look at that, Malia. Look how they got us programmed to you know, induce, you know, chicken. That's a high commodity. It's either chicken, beef, turkey, fish, and pork, pig. What else? What other meat do people eat? People don't eat. You start talking about lamb and deer, people are like, oh, nah, I ain't eating that. Oxen and all of that stuff. Yeah, I ain't eating that, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, LaMarcus Harris said that laid back pack. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. It's been going on for the past couple years, man. So at this point, everything is tampered with. Everything. Even our language is tampered with. Celebrities tampered with. The news is tampered with. Why is it now that Fauci is just now saying he lied? Millions and millions and millions of people went out there and got this thing because he told them to. But come to find out, he's lied the whole time, bro. He's lied the whole time, bro. This is what I'm saying. What is this place that we living in? We strive and strive for success. Oh, I want the big house and a bunch of cars. Then when you get the big house and a bunch of cars, you got a slave to keep it. What? How does that rich old white man in a suit get to sit on a boat all day and do nothing? Meanwhile, I gotta break my back. How does he do that? Just explain to me how he does that. And he gets to do it all year. Meanwhile, my kids is eating cereal and noodles for dinner. I don't understand this. Trying to keep up with the Joneses. Whole time you're broke. Whole time you're broke. I don't understand. It to me, I just, when I see stuff like this, it's all a trap. It gotta be. It gotta be a trap. It gotta be. And he said he got, DB said he got it from the dispensary. That's even more scarier, bro. That's even more scarier. Like, yo, that's even more scarier, bro. Like, now, man, let me leave that alone before them people come for me. Let me leave that alone. Anthony Sutton said, tired of this place, bro. You and me both, man. You know what I'm saying? I just don't understand. You know, it's bad. It's to the point where now, like, I don't even want to go into detail. It's crazy, bro. Lyricist, what's popping, man? Lee Entertainment, what's going on? He said, I grow my own. LOL. I ain't mad at you, dog. Gotta do what you gotta do. Simone, what's popping? Just gotta be careful out there, man. Everything has been flipped on us for a reason, man. And the more and more that we allow these things to happen and take place, right, we can't stop it. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Some people say, yo, how do we stop this? We can't stop it. It's already programmed that way. The minute you decide to come together and try to stop it, they will push the red button, son. These people have control to destroy this place, man. They've been tapping into all kind of nonsense for the longest. You don't think they have technology to just hit a button and say, boom? So, you know, we're programmed this way. You know what I'm saying? But you got to have discernment and understanding and wisdom. Everything is not all about celebrity talk sometimes. Sometimes it's not about that. It's the reality of this is honesty. Being honest with yourself. Being real with yourself. Knowing who you are. Accepting who you are. And when you realize that, none of this other stuff will matter. Right? You'll get up and you'll say, you know what? I ain't got to prove no point to nobody, whatever. I ain't telling y'all to go out there and quit y'all jobs or nothing. But at the same time, you know, you got to stand up for who you are. Do what you want to do in life. You know what I'm saying? What makes you happy? Because we only got a short period of time here on this earth. And the false reality or the false facade of success and riches and all of this stuff and fame, that stuff is temporary. Look at all of these high figured celebrities. They all losing their money. They bring them up and then bring them back down. We all know who. We ain't got to say no names. But this is a false reality. It's not real. The people that are in power control all of this. They control everything. We are on the internet of all things. They see every last one of us when we log in. They know where we are. They know where we're logging in from. They know our names. They know our birthdays. Everything. Our addresses. Everything. These people are tracking us. That's why I said we all got barcodes, bro. We all got them. And there's nothing that's going to change that. I don't put it past this whole fake facade of what we think is real. It's not real, bro. It's not real, man. You know what I'm saying? It's not real. People are fake. The food is fake. Everything is fake. It's just like, what are we living in this shit for? It's a matrix. You know what I'm saying? It's a matrix, man. Simone said, I need real fruit. Listen, man. I don't know what to tell y'all on that because, listen, I don't know, Simone. I don't know. I wish I could give you some advice. I would tell y'all to go to the farmer's market, but they shutting a lot of them places down. So I don't even know, bro. I don't even know. You know what I'm saying? I really don't know. You know what I mean? Salute to all the beautiful women in the chat, all the beautiful people. Salute to the wig doctor. What's going on? You think Trump winning this year? I showed a clip. Maybe I should play that. Maybe I could play that. But he kind of exposed. I don't know if I should play it. But he exposed the top people. Maybe. Nah, I'm not gonna play that. Yeah, I'm not gonna play that. Not on this. Yeah, they said, "Wow, bro," said, "you have to leave the USA." Yo, that is true, because in other places they don't have this problem, son. As far as when it comes to, you know, stuff that we deal with, man, they ain't got that problem. That's true. Malia said, "Fauci, you got," yeah, I ain't gonna say that. Yeah, I know, Malia. Yeah, that dude is a piece of work, man. You know what I'm saying? And if you went out there and got that thing, just detox, man. Detox from everything. Try your hardest to detox from everything, because ain't no telling what's up in you, man. These people playing a foul game. Salute to everybody, though, man. All my people on the replay gang. All my people on the check-in, man. I love all y'all right here, man, right now. I appreciate all of y'all, man. I wish I could drag this a little bit longer. I got some stuff to show y'all. Maybe I should. Let me just do this. This is why I believe that they locked that man up, though. F it. We ain't got nothing else to do. We ain't got nothing else to do. We might as well show this joint. Hold up, man. Let me get this clip real quick. Hold on. Let me go back here and let me play this clip for y'all real quick. Cause this is why I think they got him up out of here. You know what I'm saying? This is why I think they got him about it. Let me see if this is it right here. Is this it? Let me just double check. Nope, that ain't it. All right, let me go right here. This is why I think they got him up out of here. All right, here it go. Here it go. All right, let me play this real quick. This is why I think they got that dude, Orange Man, up out of here, yo. For real. They ain't playing with him. He did too much exposing. Now, look at this, y'all. Look at this, y'all. Watch this. It's no sense.
Upon taking off.
There you go.
But think of what they want to do. They want to take away your rights. Upon taking office, I will also restore peace through strength. I will get that war in Ukraine settled so fast. It should have never happened. It never would have happened. And it didn't happen. People say, well, how do we know that? Actually, even Democrats say there's no way. Putin would have never done it. Also, energy was much lower, so he couldn't have afforded it. You know, he makes his money with oil, like others. But he makes his money with oil. Oil had $110, $111 a barrel.
He told on him.
And he made a fortune. He made a fortune on a war that's very expensive.
Look at... Ooh.
And they're really doing a number right now on Ukraine. Look, it's a war machine. You know, that's a big war machine. And it's very sad, but I will get that straightened out very fast, very early. I think I'll get that finished when I'm president elect. I think I'll get it long before I take the office. Once we have it, I'll get that. And Israel too. I hope it's gonna be
all for that. Mm-hmm. Now, which if y'all pay attention to the beginning of that clip, he said they're trying to take away your rights. That's what he said. They trying to take away your rights. Mind you, we already know that war is big business. All right, we already know. If you got two eyes, you should know that war is big business. And the people in power are making money off of it. This is why they say on YouTube, if you talk about that war over there, you cannot monetize your channel. You will not make no money from it. They ain't gonna let you. Because they making money off of it. If you a YouTuber, you know what I'm talking about. They tell you, don't talk about that shit over there. That's what they said. Yeah. Anthony Sutton said, threw him under the bus. Yeah, lyricist said, he been telling on him. That's what I'm saying. See, when people speak the truth, they don't like that, especially if you have a voice. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not an advocate for this jerk. All right. I'm not an advocate for this jerk at all. I don't believe in none of this. None of it. It's all fake to me. But the fact that you got somebody in power telling the people the truth is crazy. We've been lied to by every president for our whole entire life. Then you get one dude that was a reality TV star, and he get up there and start telling all they business. Now all of a sudden he going to jail. The first president to go to jail? Bruh. I'm trying to tell you, son, there's something going on behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? It's something going on behind the scenes. And he was the first person to expose the deep state. Let's not forget. Once he exposed the deep state, people start finding out there was kids being sold through Wayfair and Walmart and Amazon and all of this nonsense. Bruh. Bruh. I'm not shocked no more, man. Salute to everybody in the chat, man. Everybody on the replay gang, thank y'all for all the birthday wishes. Everybody that donated on this wonderful day. I ain't gonna front. My birthday is January 1st, even though that's not the beginning of the year. But I don't celebrate birthdays. All right? I don't. That's why I'm working. I don't celebrate birthdays. I'm chilling today. I'm going to work on some content for my Patreon subscribers today. That's what I'm doing. I'm not going out. I'm not trying to get lit. I don't want to be popping. I ain't hanging out with no broads. I'm chilling. That's what I'm doing. I'm chilling today. It's hot outside. I don't want no trouble. I'm chilling. All right? So salute to everybody, man. Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon. Who is your Rogan? You know what I'm saying? A presentation by Matthew North, man. This dude, rest in peace to him, man. He dropped some bombs here. If y'all want to check out the Patreon, the link is in the description below. This is a two-hour video, y'all. Two-hour video. Unbelievable, the information that this young man exposed. Rest in peace to him. Once he exposed this dude, it would seem like he not here with us no more. So rest in peace to him, man. And then I got the Force of New Age Agenda 21, man. Control through technology, man. Make sure y'all be careful. I broke it down with them electronic vehicles, man. Make sure y'all be careful buying them new electronic vehicles. They talking about they done signed the bill. So much going on, bro. So much going on. They done signed the bill to make your car stop working if it's on, if you got a gas powered car, bro. Well, how you do that? So you mean to tell me I gotta give over my car? So I wanted to show y'all this other video. They talking about mechanics gonna be out of a job by 2030. So if you a mechanic out there, you in trouble too. They got these glasses now that show you how to fix cars without needing a mechanic, son. How you gonna take the mechanic's job, son? The mechanic. And then people going to say, yo, that ain't going to work, son. Yes, it will, because all they got to do is find the part that they sell and then go and buy the part. These glasses show you exactly how to fix a car on your own. You don't even need a mechanic. You know how many people going to be buying that stuff, bro? I'm telling you, bro, it's about to get weird. Salute to everybody, man. Yeah, man, LaMarcus said, yeah, the rabbit hole goes deep, bro. It goes deep, bro. Salute to everybody, man. I appreciate all of y'all in the chat, all the replay game, man. Everybody that's in here, man. Jay, love you, man. I ain't gonna lie. Jay, love you, man. Even if you don't love me, I love you, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing but love in my heart, man. I just don't like arguing and confrontations. Stay the hell away from me if you on that type of time. Peace and blessings, y'all. I hope y'all have a beautiful day. I'll be back on here tomorrow, maybe with some real ish. But enjoy y'all today, man. Peace.